Today's forecast across the Midwest continues to be mostly a favorable one. It looks as though the majority of the region will pick up on precipitation over these next few days as cooler air begins to work its way from north to south across the region. The cooler air is going to be rather potent with temperatures well below average for a few days. And before we get into the cold air, the contrast in air mass temperatures will be significant enough that we will generate widespread rainfall across a big part of the Midwest. Almost everybody will get some rain at one time or another. It looks as though amounts will run anywhere from 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch most often. There will be some local totals that will get up into the range of 1 to 1.5 inches, and they'll be scattered across the Midwest. Right now, I'd say the area most favored for that heavier rainfall would be Iowa to Ohio and southeastern Michigan. The majority of the precipitation will move out of the region by the time we get to late Monday, and it looks like for Tuesday into Friday of next week and maybe into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, we should see relatively dry conditions dominating a big part of the Midwest. A strong surface high-pressure system is expected to settle into the region during that period of time, and temperatures are likely to fall notably below average, with highs in the 60s and 70s occurring across the heart of the Midwest, instead of normal temperatures that should be in the 80s and pushing the lower 90s in some locations. This will likely last for a 2 to 3 day period where the coldest weather is in place, and the low temperatures at night will be in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. It'll be great weather to be working in, but not necessarily the best kind of weather for crop development. Degree day accumulations are expected to slip behind the average because of this bout of cooler biased weather, and we're expecting to see some improvement in the amount of degree day accumulations that occur as we get away from the cold air mass. So we will see some warmer weather returning to the region, but I do believe that there's at least two other surges of cold air that will come through the heart of the Midwest later this month and again in mid-August. So we'll continue to watch a lot of that. Now, I do believe that the environment will still be mostly ideal for summer crops as long as we do rebound on those temperatures late next week or in the following weekend. Soil moisture will be conserved. We'll actually see a little bit of a lift in soil moisture across parts of the region as we go through the next 3 or 4 days. And then as the cool high-pressure system settles into the region, we will see that net drying biased pattern starting to evolve. When we warm up, there's a chance that we'll be a little slow bringing back the precipitation across parts of the region. A lot of that will depend on the upper air flow pattern. But right now, it looks as though we will see additional precipitation as we get out towards the 20th of the month and further out in that last week to 10 days. We should see scattered showers again. But it is July, and it'll be difficult to get a big increase in soil moisture to occur across the region. But as long as the temperatures are not excessively warm, and they certainly are not poised to do so, we will see the subsoil moisture sufficient to carry on normal crop development, and the pollination will continue to work its way in a very normal manner across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.